Good morning and welcome to Mornings with a Stranger episode 81. I happened upon a video yesterday that was, pardon me while I'm making breakfast. I came across a video yesterday that was like, you know, you see these occasionally, the montages of music, that these songs are 30 years old. And it's, I don't know, I like those. They're fun to, I wish sometimes they were longer and they went a little deeper into beyond just the hits or beyond the top hits. Like there was a, you know, these were the ones that hit 30 only in the last 30 years. Just remember those songs that you haven't heard for a really long time. Anyway, I was watching that one, and that was just kind of fun, the little snippets of, oh my gosh, you know, all those songs were the same year, and some that made logical sense, and some was like, wow, like I don't have a timestamp in my head for them. And then I saw another one that was 40 years, and I was thinking about the artists. Now, the artists in the 30 year and the 40 year one, and I don't know if this is true or not. This is like somebody who knows more details about the details of people in bands and music, which I know quite a bit about, but thinking back to some of the stuff in the 70s, I may have missed as far as like people who have died and that kind of thing. But I was just thinking, okay, so you've got George Michael, Michael Jackson from the 30 year ago that are not with us anymore. And I don't think there was any Prince music in that one. But I was just curious to know, like, if we made a list of the people in the 70s and in the 80s, so both would be 78 and 88, of like how many are there more people that have passed, and then the curiousness of why from the 80s montage than the 70s montage. Are the 70s people still with us longer and the 80s not, and what was the cause of their death? I don't know why I'm thinking that would be just a fascinating thing to know. I think it would be, I don't know what it tells us. It's not quite the best sampling to learn about the 10 years generation and what people do with their lives, but it maybe is for famous people or people in show business or whatever. Anyway, just got me thinking, got me curious about who is still around and who isn't, and how is there the trend of the young, you know, people dying younger? Because certainly we have still a lot of those people around, but I was just like reminded, oh yeah, and Robert Palmer was in both of them and he's gone, so there's that. I haven't like made charts and graphs obviously about all of this, but it just sparked my fancy and curiosity of thinking about some of the younger people that we have lost and the older people, like, you know, all of the Rolling Stones. Granted, Paul McCartney is still around and so is Ringo Starr, and I realize these are just like snippets of bands, and oh my gosh, not again, not a great sampling, but a curiousness is I guess where I would go with that. So that's my thought for the day. Morbid as it is, or interesting, I don't know what you think of that. I'm going to go eat my breakfast, and thank you very much for listening. You can check us out at morningswithastranger.com to check out the podcast and website, Facebook at the @ at morningswithastranger, no spaces. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day. And oh, what am I eating for breakfast? I am eating bread. I need to find something more protein-based this morning than just bread and nutish butter. I guess this is seed butter. But the, once again, lightly sweetened sunflower seed butter is delightful. You should try it. I actually prefer the no sugar stuff if I can get it, just the nuts and that's it. But this is very good if you haven't tried and need to try a different something on your toast or bagel or whatever you might put a nut butter on. Sorry. my mind just went in the gutter. So you can just take that wherever you want to and use your nut butters on whatever you want to. Your choice. Enjoy. Have a great day. We'll see you soon.